How sweet are your words to my taste, sweeter than honey to my mouth. Psalm 119, verse 103.
Welcome to today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread. Sweeter Than Honey was written by Arthur Jackson and read by Wes Ward.
Psalm 119, verses 97 through 104. Oh, how I love your law. I meditate on it all day long. Your commands are always with me and make me wiser than my enemies. I have more insight than all my teachers, for I meditate on your statutes. I have more understanding than the elders, for I obey your precepts. I have kept my feet from every evil path, so that I might obey your word. I have not departed from your laws, for you yourself have taught me. How sweet are your words to my taste, sweeter than honey to my mouth. I gain understanding from your precepts. Therefore, I hate every wrong path. Sweeter Than Honey, written by Arthur Jackson. If you want to bring a smile to Jarrett's face, ask him about his bees. He's an apiarist, a beekeeper. Though our meetings in his backyard are not about bees, it's not uncommon for apiculture lessons to be a stimulating part of our conversations. But even better than bee talk is the nature-fresh, sweet taste of the golden-colored honey produced by Jarrett's hard-working bees. Good. In Psalm 119, verse 103, the psalmist exclaims, "How sweet are your words to my taste, sweeter than honey to my mouth." Closer examination of verses 97 to 104 reveals that the sweeter than honey comparison is just one of several phrases the writer uses to accent the supreme value of Scripture. Your commands are always with me and make me wiser than my enemies. I have more insight than all my teachers, for I meditate on your statutes. I have more understanding than the elders, for I obey your precepts. The bottom line is that wholeheartedly embracing what God has revealed through the words of the Bible situates us to live well in this world. Similarly, when Jesus, the living Word, is experienced and valued, His followers, empowered by the Holy Spirit, are well positioned to live in ways that honor God and serve His purposes. Let's pray. Gracious God, thank you so much for the sweetness and wisdom of your Word, which nourishes our hearts and guides our steps. Give us a hunger for Scripture and for Christ, the living Word, so that our lives may reflect your truth and bring you honor. And it's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen.
As you go about your day, reflect on these questions. How can you better savor the written words of the Bible? What have you experienced that was particularly sweet in your journey with Jesus?